It is a universally accepted view that if Jamaica is able to tackle crime in a significant and sustainable way, this would then give rise to tremendous economic growth in the country. After expressing a strong belief in Jamaica's economic potential, United States Ambassador Luis G. Moreno outlined that his country will take several initiatives to assist in tackling crime. We explore these on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
If we could overcome the challenges about security, corruption, I believe that by 2030, Jamaica can have a fully developed economy that provides widespread prosperity for all its citizens. Look, the foundation's already here. A well-integrated service sector, well-educated and industrious workforce, reducing the burden of security and corruption, which experts estimate eat up almost 20% of businesses' budgets, will unleash the capital for investment and higher wages.
United States Ambassador Luis G. Moreno. The ambassador was speaking at the Jamaica-U.S. Bilateral Relations Forum held at the regional headquarters of the University of the West Indies on September 7. He says he is determined to assist Jamaica in achieving its economic potential, and as part of efforts to accomplish this, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives are set to set up offices in Jamaica to assist local authorities in tackling crime. The offices of both agencies will be located at the Embassy of the United States in Ligonese, St. Andrew.
Now we're going to have our own people stationed here, which make cooperation with Jamaican security forces all that more easy. There'll be more joint law enforcement operations, more training and equipment, and yes, more extraditions.
The ambassador says the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives is crucial as it can trace serial numbers and conduct forensic tests on guns coming through the United States and Central America in the drugs for guns trade. Mr. Moreno says the U.S. views Jamaica's crime rate as a threat to its national security and will continue to invest both money and effort to improve the capabilities of the country's security forces and judiciary. With statistics indicating that women form the greater majority of Jamaica's small and medium-sized entrepreneurs, Mr. Moreno outlined that tackling domestic violence against women will be a major factor if Jamaica is to achieve economic growth. He urges members of the public to take action to help address this type of crime.
We must break the silence around the most common violent crime, violence against women. Every year, tens of thousands of Jamaican women suffer from this violence. Yet, there are only a few dozen shelter beds and a similarly small number of annual prosecutions.
Responding to the U.S. ambassador's announcement at the Bilateral Relations Forum, Prime Minister Andrew Holness expressed gratitude for the efforts of the United States government in assisting Jamaica's national security. He notes, however, that the Jamaican government is determined to lead the effort to bring crime under control.
Jamaica cannot rely on the external momentum of a foreign government to engineer our tipping point to make change in our own country. Jamaica cannot accept this as normal. We must not accept this as normal. This administration is prepared to work with our partners, the United States, and other bilateral partners in engineering that tipping point, in putting together the plan to secure Jamaica.
Mr. Holness says the government is working on a plan to significantly retard Jamaica's crime rate.
The government of Jamaica is now fairly advanced in developing our own plan, Secure Jamaica. And that will see the government putting its money where our talk is. This administration is prepared to do that. And in the next budget, you will see an allocation, which will be significant but necessary, in ensuring that Jamaica once and for all brings the crime monster to heel.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The government has much more planned to stimulate growth in the housing sector. We continue our examination next week. Until then, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.